From KCRW, I'm Evan Kleiman, and you're listening to Good Food. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's our final show of the year, and per tradition, we are celebrating by looking back. Every December, the Good Food team puts our heads together and selects our favorite interviews of the year. I hate to call it a best of show because there are many favorites that don't make it in, but for us, these next segments were some of the highlights.
Black food fact. Did you know that Disney's Princess Tiana from The Princess and the Frog, she actually drew inspiration from a real life person? And that real life person was Leah Chase, the legendary chef in New Orleans. She was known as the queen of Creole cuisine, and she was a big advocate for African-American art and, of course, Creole cooking. And when Disney animators were looking for inspiration, they stumbled upon her story and met with Leah Chase, and the rest was history.
How do we make change without being overt about it? That's been the question rattling around KJ Kearney's brain these last few years. His answer? Black Food Fridays. In April 2020, he launched the initiative as a way to support Black-owned restaurants. Since then, his cheeky, hilarious, and informative videos have found a hungry audience. Black Food Fridays has more than 100,000 followers on Instagram and 155 followers on TikTok. And earlier this year, Kearney was nominated for a James Beard Award. We asked him to join us to discuss the power of social media advocacy in our tech-driven world. Hi, KJ.
That was a beautiful intro. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Can you explain the goal with Black Food Fridays? How long did you spend thinking about it before you put it into action?
Man, to answer the second part of the question, maybe 15 minutes. Like, it took me 15 minutes to decide and then execute, you know, pull the trigger, get the email address, the whole nine, start the Instagram account. But in a larger sense, I think that Black Food Fridays, the concept has been around for a couple years. I wrote the proclamation for Red Rice Day in the city of Charleston, and that showed me that you can use food in a political way because food is political, but it's also a way to bring people together. So I hope to, through my work with Black Food Fridays, radicalize people, but in a way that's fun, in a way that they don't even realize it's happening.
What's your 9-to-5 job?
I'm a community organizer for a nonprofit organization called Charleston Promise Neighborhood, and I primarily work with neighborhood association leaders in some historically Black neighborhoods where we service elementary schools that feed into them.
So you mentioned that you made a proclamation about Red Rice Day. Tell us about that.
Yeah, 2018, I submitted a proposal for the city of Charleston to formally recognize the culinary achievements and foundations that my ancestors, the Gullah Geechee people, which are the direct descendants of the West Africans who were forcibly enslaved here in Charleston and beyond. I wanted to make sure that the city did a good job of recognizing that that foundation that we rest upon comes from my ancestors. Red rice is like the American cousin of West African jollof. We still eat it to this day. And so I thought it was a way to both bring recognition to this dish that I love so much, but also allow the city to formally recognize that, yes, it is a food city and the world knows Charleston as a food city, but that didn't come out of thin air. It came from the blood, sweat, and tears and the culinary skills of the Gullah Geechee men and women that were here in Charleston in the greater area.
And did that come to pass? Did the city go ahead and recognize that cultural significance?
Absolutely. It was adopted in 2018. And so Red Rice Day is the last Saturday of September here in the city of Charleston.
So fantastic. So you were raised in the Gullah Geechee corridor of South Charleston. Did you grow up aware of how special your culture was?
Man, that is a great question. Actually, I did not. I mean, in Charleston County School District, I'm a product of Charleston County Public Schools. It wasn't taught. It was not taught. The Gullah Geechee culture and heritage was not taught. It wasn't taught about from a cultural standpoint, from, you know, how special the dialect is, the food, how we influence most of American cuisine, that Black culture as we know it in America started here. None of that stuff was presented. I didn't know that it was special until I went off to college. I went to an HBCU called South Carolina State University, home of the Mighty Bulldogs and Marching 101. And it was there that I learned about Gullah Geechee culture and how special it is.
You share a lot of interesting stories and facts about the role of Black people in American food culture. How do you decide what topics you want to address and what kind of research goes into a subject before you do a video about it?
The type of research, the research can come from anywhere as the ideas come from everywhere. I read maybe 50, 60 articles a day. I'm reading, you know, multiple books at a time, watching YouTube videos. So ideas can stem from almost anything I'm watching. In terms of deciding what gets made into a fact or a video, excuse me, what it really comes down to is my interest. If I find it interesting, if I say, oh, I didn't know that, I usually use that as my guide towards whether or not I'm going to make a video on it. And it served me well as someone who isn't classically trained in history or, you know, historical research. I do the best that I can with the information that is available to me.
So it seems often for people very challenging to get a message across in bite-sized clips on social media. How are you able to do it?
I have a lot of practice, man. You know, in addition to being a product of public schools, I also worked in them for a long time. So I worked in an alternative behavior middle school and high school and elementary school. And so learning how to keep kids' attention is something that I was kind of forced to learn how to do. So you kind of learn from that environment how to distinguish the obvious from the important, make sure that the important facts are in there and get it across as fun and as short as possible so they have a chance to retain the information.
So are your favorite and your most popular the same? Maybe share so we get a deeper idea of what you're doing.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what? No, I would say that my favorite video and my most popular are not necessarily the same. Although I love every video that I make, my most popular video by far is a video where I, in 60 seconds, talked about the connection between Black Americans and cognac. Why is it that Black Americans love Hennessy and other cognacs so much? There's a real story behind that. I would say one of my most, to me, my most favorite videos is when I discovered that the princess from Princess and the Frog, the Disney movie, Princess Tiana, that was based on a real Black woman in New Orleans, Leah Chase from the historic Dookie Chase restaurant in New Orleans. That whole woman, her persona, her energy, that was based on a real person. So that's my favorite video.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I could just talk to you for hours.
You could. We should one time.
Definitely. That's KJ Kearney, the founder of Black Food Fridays. Follow him on TikTok and Instagram and subscribe to his newsletter, Who Made the Potato Salad? Such a great title. You'll find links to his socials on our website, kcrw.com/goodfood. Up next, bananas. That is all. Bananas when Good Food continues.